Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm your host for today while we answer your questions about clay and discuss some of the benefits, many benefits of clay that can help stop suffering as we know it and keep us off of medicines with side effects that do more harm than good. There is something on this planet that will help heal without harming the body, and that's bentonite clay. So I'm here to talk about that today. We've gone down to once a month for the summertime, and I feel like it's been a long time since I've been with you. I do have a few questions in queue, and I'll go to that. Anita in Minneapolis said, I have a lumpy calcium deposits on my finger knuckles. Is there any way clay can help remove them? Yes, darling, that's called arthritis. You'll need to drink the clay and apply it topically also. You start drinking with 2 ounces three times a day. You can increase it by an ounce. You want the pre-mixed liquid. There are mixing directions on the website, bentoniteclayinfo.com, the free website, and there's a booklet there that explains how to mix it in a blender for the mask and for the liquid. You will need to do both of it. You can put clay on your knuckles anytime they start hurting, and it seems to relieve them. But drinking the clay will go work from the inside out and will dissolve those calcium deposits. I just got a testimonial this morning that was talking about a lady with rheumatoid arthritis. And so this is an opportune time to throw that in there. She said, I've been suffering with rheumatoid arthritis for almost 3 years now, and few of my joints are in quite a bit of pain. I was told by one of my friends that bentonite clay helps, and I am on a diet where I take supplements like calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, D, B, etc., as recommended by a dietitian. I currently have issues with the following joints because of my rheumatoid arthritis. Both wrists hurt pretty bad and had swelling. The range of motion in my right wrist is limited. Suffering with wrist problems is almost 1.5 years. I have swelling and pain in my right knee and have had the issue for more than a year. It's hard to walk long distances or stand on my feet for long. My neck has some knots in it, and I believe it. And it hurts to turn sideways and even up and down. Had pain and swelling in my right elbow joint for 3 months. August the 5th, I used a clay poultice for the first time on my knee, neck, wrist, and joints, and slept with it all night. Did not see much difference. August the 6th, started drinking 2 ounces in the morning and 2 ounces in the evening. Also applied poultice to my wrist, elbow, and knee joint. Elbow started feeling better. Noticed a mild rash on my wrist, and this was a detox reaction. August the 7th, started drinking 4 ounces in the morning and 4 ounces in the evening. Also applied the poultice on my wrist and knee and noticed a mild rash on my right wrist. But my elbow pain is quite negligible and also starting feeling less pain in my wrist and knee. Went biking for 30 minutes. August the 8th, started drinking 6 ounces in the morning and 6 ounces in the evening. Was able to move my neck quite freely. The pain went down like 50% in my neck. My wrist also is feeling a little better. Swelling and pain in my elbow is almost gone. Overall, I'm feeling good and pretty happy with the results that I'm seeing in just 4 days. I intend to continue using it for at least a month. Thank you so much for your guidance and bringing awareness to the many benefits of bentonite clay. So I was thrilled to get that today. I only had one other testimonial on rheumatoid arthritis, which is more severe than regular arthritis. It's an inflammation in the joints. as well as can be the buildup of calcium in the joints. But play, you can apply it, like she said, overnight if you want to put it on your hands and wrap them in saran wrap or some way to keep it from getting on your bed. During the day, you can put it on and just sit for a while and let it dry. Sit on your porch and let it dry. And in her case, she'd been on things for a while, and when she put it on her wrist, one wrist, she noticed a rash at first for a couple of days, and that's called a detox reaction. So, but it only lasts a couple of days. So, yes, you can do something. Start drinking some clay. You want to get you a good clay, though, a good quality drinking clay. And thank you for that question. It was perfect timing. Connie Davidson in Austin said, please how to explain how to use clay for acne. Well, Connie, there again, anything on the outside of your skin, something like acne, is an imbalance on the inside. So you not only need to drink the clay, but applying the clay mask to the face and letting it dry and washing it off, you'll almost see and feel immediate results. It just chases acne back in the next year. If you can put it on and leave it for 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes, it's going to dry tight. It pulls those excess sebum and that bacteria that gets down in the pores of your skin that causes a lot of those acne bumps, that excess oil, it'll pull that out, and it just takes the pain away, takes the swelling out, and just, I see teenagers with it, and I just want to go up and give them some clay and say, honey, if you put some of this on your face right now, by tonight, your acne's going to be gone. So if she can put a thin coat on, or whoever it is, a thin coat on at night and just sleep with it on, but definitely a facial during the day. She can do them daily if she wants to, nightly if she wants to. It's not going to hurt. I use a body cream with clay in it. I used to get it from the Living Clay Company. They make theirs with clay. But right now they're testing for a new preservative that lasts longer, and they have to test the shelf life, so they took taken the body cream off the market. So I've been making my own. I go to the store and I need a tube of body cream. Body cream is richer than body lotion, so you want a tube or a jar of the cream. And to that, I add a half a bottle of lotion to it. And I get a wire whisk and I blend them. And then I take a teaspoon, a rounded teaspoon of clay, the mask, the clay mask, and add it to it and whisk it. And I may have to put about 3 teaspoons. It depends on how much creams and lotions I have, and the, you know, you don't want to get too much lotion because it'll run it down and weaken it. So you want it kind of thick, and it will dry to a nice thickness. I put it on my arms, my face, my necks. My arms don't wrinkle. It would be great to put on after an acne treatment. It's going to soften the skin. And since there's a little clay in there, it's going to be constantly working for the acne. But I love the body cream. I'll be 80 years old next Tuesday, and so I use it on my arms. And if I don't, they look like crepe paper. But when I put it on there, it fluffs the wrinkles out, and my arms feel absolutely like velvet. So does my face and my neck. And I keep it on there. I put it on in the morning, and unless I wash it off, it stays on there. At bedtime, you'll feel your arm, and it's still soft and smooth. It's wonderful, and it really helps fluff out those wrinkles. So play the mad scientist, and the way we developed lotions in the first place is one day I had some Jergens lotions, and I thought, wonder what would happen if I mixed a little clay with this lotion. And I squirted some in a jar and got a spoon and put a little bit in there, and it thickened it up, and we realized that it took the greasiness out of the lotion. It absorbs the grease, but it holds the moisture. And, you know, after you put it on in just a minute, you can get out of the bathroom. Half the hand lotions I put on, I'm so greasy that I have to almost wipe it off to open the door to get out of the bathroom. So you can make this yourself, and I encourage you to do that. Okay, Jason's in New Orleans. I would like to give clay to my cockatiels. What do you think would be the best way to offer it to them? I would make some of the clay mask and put it on a piece of wax paper and let it dry good and then kind of crumble it and just offer them the crumbs and let them eat it that way. They're used to eating grit, and grit's good for them. They'll probably love it. It'll be very good for them. Their colors will get brighter. You probably know the story about the parrots in South America, that the National Geographic photographers would see them eating these poison berries and wonder why it wouldn't kill them, and they followed them, and they would eat the berries, and they would go to these chalk bentonite cliffs and eat the chalk, eat the clay off the cliffs. So animals in the wild know what's good for them. It's good for chickens. My daughter gives some to her chickens. I just don't think they'd get it very well in their water. I think it'd be better to give the, just let it dry. That the powder is too fine, so you need to make some of the mask, make it kind of thick and put it on a piece of wax paper and let it dry and then just crumble a little bit for them. My friend Mary Law in Kansas. I love Mary. She's a sweetheart. So glad to be with you today, Perry. It's been a long time since I've been able to listen live. Just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you and all you do. This is the sweetest lady on the planet, and if you ever need a prayer partner, I highly recommend her. One of the benefits of clay is I get to meet people like Mary Law. She had some health issues, and the clay has helped her, and she shared it with friends, and it's just been amazing, and our friendship has grown, and I really appreciate her love and support, as I do for all of you. So, good to see you again, Mary. We stopped doing one of the clay testimonials because not very many people were listening in the summer, and we were so busy that we didn't have very many people on the line. So I'm thrilled to be back. It feels like I've been gone forever. Okay, here's one from Frida in New York. I've heard that putting clay mask on my scalp will help with dandruff. Is that true? And also, I color my hair. Will the color pull the color off my hair? No, it won't. We had a redhead that tested it, a dyed redhead, and it didn't. She would wash her hair with it, too. Yes, you can massage it into your scalp. Leave it on. If you have one of those shower caps, kind of get it down into your scalp good, the clay mask, and scrub it down into your scalp a little bit. Put a shower cap on and walk around for 30 minutes and wash your hair. I'd say it'll be gone probably in two or three applications. It gets rid of dandruff. And cradle cap on newborn babies, you can rub a little clay on their head when they get that dry, scaly stuff on their scalp, and it removes it. Just like when you give yourself a facial, what clay does, it debrides the dead skin cells. Very gently, it removes, it draws them to it, or when you rub it, do it in a circular motion, kind of, when you're washing your face, re-wet it and put it in a circulation, it's like a little scrub. And it takes those dead skin cells, and every time you do a facial, feel your skin, and it'll feel baby soft. Anywhere you put your clay on your body and let it dry and wash it off, you're going to feel how slick and smooth and soft your skin is. It's absolutely amazing. I like to use it on my feet and ankles when I've been standing all day. Brings the circulation back, and you're ready to go dancing in 15 minutes. Just prop your feet up, kick off your shoes, and rub your feet and ankles with clay, and give yourself a gift. Just sit and let it dry and then wash it off, and you'd just be amazed at the difference it's making in your life. So many little things can make a big difference. All right, that's all the questions for now. I do have another testimonial that I got this morning. And, whoops, let me pull it up here. I call it multiple skin uses of bent clay. Maria said, I can tell you that I've used bentonite clay as a mask on my face and even quite close to my eyes. I did this because with my illness, I noticed how sullen and gray my eyes looked, and I wanted something to help me. It did. It was part of a package of treatment that helped me, but the only thing that I noticed that really made a difference to my skin, and I even tried laser once. So of all the things she tried, the clay helped her skin more than anything, even laser. I've just never had the desire to do that. It looks painful, and, you know, clay can keep you from a lot of suffering, so I'd definitely go the clay route. She said, months ago I developed small lumps in my armpits, and after reading the New Zealand Journal of Medicine, she's from Australia, I noticed that someone wrote to use bentonite clay as an armpit detox. She said, I used apple cider vinegar and it stung, but it worked. She said, first I used frankincense and it worked on its own. Then a larger lump developed, and then I used apple cider vinegar and it stung, but it worked again. It was then I decided to use bentonite as my detox maintenance. I add apple cider vinegar and essential oils into the bentonite. It felt good. Sometimes it would sting, so I'd have to water it down. I've only had one small lump since then and used frankincense, followed by the bentonite mask, lump gone. I really don't like to use apple cider vinegar with bentonite. When you mix the vinegar and the dry bentonite together, you'll notice it bubbles and form gases. You're mixing an acid into an alkaline. So it's reacting and it's changing some of the components. And like she said, we're using that vinegar, it stings and burns the skin. Just use clay and water. You can't go wrong. If you want to add something to the water, add a colloidal silver. It's an antiseptic too. Not that you need any more than what you get from clay anyway. I just like clay as a standalone. So you can put some essential oils in it after you mix it and get the wet mask. You never want to mix it oils to the dry powder because they'll just lump. But you can add a little if you want to do that. She said, I've suggested friends to use it on skin conditions as a poultice, a rash due to an allergic reaction from an alcoholic drink. My friend said that as soon as she put it on the rash, it cooled it down. Another friend's sister has a child with severe eczema, and she was looking for a natural option. I gave her some of my bentonite. The mom was surprised and happy that it works. She's ordering some more to help manage her daughter's skin condition. If you know anybody suffering from eczema and psoriasis, give them some clay. It will help. It just, any kind of skin condition. Poison ivy, poison oak, shingles, rashes, insect bites, swellings. Just put it on there. Acne, like we say. She said, I put some on my mom's finger. Remember, she's from Australia. And when she burned it, she couldn't believe how quickly it cooled down and reduced the pain. And this is from Maria in Australia. And those are two I just got today. So I like sharing new testimonials with you. And excited to have those to add to our list. Okay, I'm going to check it. Okay, we have, what can I expect from a clay detox and how long does it last? 7 to 12 days? If you're going to take an internal detox, drinking the clay, I would start with 2 to 3 ounces. Start with 2 ounces, you can build up to 3 or 4 ounces. to get a good cleanse and detox, internal detox. And you want to continue it for 21 days. Reason being is that parasites lay eggs, and it's generally the cycle for hatching the eggs is somewhere within 21 days. So if it doesn't get all the parasites out the first time and the eggs are left behind, when they mature, the clay will get them. So we like to do it for 21 days. But you'll notice a lot of changes in your life when you've been on clay. You'll get a glow to your skin. One lady the other day said after a week she noticed her fingernails were getting stronger and thicker. So you're going to get so many benefits from the clay, you may not want to just take it for 21 days. You can, you know, do the 3 ounces three times a day for the detox, and then after 21 days, find your maintenance level. You know, if you're pretty healthy, maybe 1 ounce twice a day will keep you in good stead, in good shape. There's so many toxins today that we inhale and eat on a regular basis and digest. And so if you drink a little clay a couple of times a day, it's going to grab those toxins before they go into the body. And, you know, if I know I'm going to have to go eat some rich, greasy foods, I want to take some clay before I do, because I've seen what clay does when you put it with grease. It absorbs the grease. It absorbs the oil. And so it will capture it so before it goes into your body and contributes to your cholesterol. So it doesn't hurt to take a little before you're going to eat a big spicy meal. Or if you get something hot in your mouth and burn your mouth, put some clay in your mouth. And it's really wonderful to use like that. But I think you'll find you'll want to stay on it the rest of your life. I've been using it for 20 years, and I turn 80 next year, and I don't feel 80 at all. So, slowing down a little bit when I get close to 80, but not that much. Okay, can you use clay on your eyelids? Does it help with puffiness? Yes, ma'am. And what I do is get a cotton round makeup pad, one of those little pressed cotton circles, and I put the clay mask on it, and I hold it up to one eye and press it in over the closed eye. You want to keep your eye closed. And just do one eye at a time. So you want to leave it on for about 15 minutes. It's going to be very cooling. And when you wipe it off, go in the bathroom and wash it off. And you might notice you have a little white stuff in the corner of your eye. It'll literally clear your tear ducts. And I know if I have allergies and I haven't done it for a while, sometimes I get some of that stringy stuff you get in your eye when you blink and it moves around and you can't see for a minute. You got this little pussy stuff in your eye. It's not pus. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I notice after I use it on my eyes, that it comes out. It clears it. It cleans your eyes. It helps with the puffiness. At nighttime, I put a little thin coat right under my eyelids and around the corner and on the top of my eyelids, and let it dry and sleep with it on, just to tighten those skins and that puffiness. And then again, if you can make your own lotion like I described, your own body cream like I described earlier, adding a little clay to it, it will help fluff out those wrinkles too. So lots of things we can do with clay. But I love it when I have allergies and my eyes itch and I want to take out my eyeballs and just scratch them, you know. That's the only thing that stops the itching. I've used eye wash and eye drops and nothing helps. But I can put clay on there and leave it on for 5 or 10 minutes and it stops that incessant itching. It pulls the heat and the inflammation out. If you have a bad bruise or something and it feels hot, usually there's a lot of heat with something like that. If you put the clay on it, you'll feel the clay getting warm, because clay is very cold when you put it on, but it pulls the heat out. It literally takes the pain away and pulls the heat out. So I'm a big believer in using this clay. If something hurts, put clay on it. That's my philosophy. Okay, let's see if we have any more. Viva from British Columbia, Canada. Good to have you. My husband has a history of blood clots in one of his legs. Would clay help his circulation and vascular system? Also, I have such sore joints in my feet and fingers. We both take clay baths and will drink some clay, but not regularly. Do you have any recommendations for us? We so appreciate your webcast. Thank you, Liza. Yes, I think it would help. It helps with circulation. If you can put the clay over his legs and either let him sit and let it dry for 15 minutes at night, maybe put it on and cover it in saran wrap to his legs so it won't get on the sheets. And you may have to scotch tape the pieces together to hold it in place and let him sleep with it on. Plus, drinking the clay improves your blood. It builds red blood cells, and it stops anemia. I have seen pictures of lab work done on people's blood cells, and they're all clumped together and on top of each other and small, and there's this debris in the background, and I asked them what that was, and they said that's trash in the blood. And then after being on clay for 6 weeks, drinking the clay, 2 ounces twice a day, they took another test, and the blood cells were all separate and apart. They had this lovely glow around it, and the background was clean. So, yes, it will help drinking it and using it topically for circulation and keep that blood flow going and keep his circulation moving. As for your sore joints in your fingers and your feet, to begin with, for some reason, drinking it helps dissolve the pain and dissolve the buildup that gets in those joints. If they're hurting anytime they hurt, go put some clay on it if you can. If you're where you can stop and just put some clay and prop your feet up for a little bit, or put some on your hands and sit for a while because you don't want to get it on the furniture stuff. You're going to have to be still. Just go meditate for a little while. Put clay on and meditate. That would be good. We all need to take more meditations. But definitely drink it as well. You need the clay baths are wonderful because they're going to detox the body. We ought to be taking 2 or 3 clay baths a month just to keep toxins that have gotten stored in our body. Our body is designed to filter out the toxins, the liver, the kidney, the lymph glands. But as many toxins as we're exposed to this day and time and in the medicines that they give us, if you start taking some clay baths, that's going to pull any of those that are stored in the body. When you take the clay orally, you're working from your mouth south, but it somehow works with enzymes in the body to go in and break up the stuff in the joints. The clay particle is the minerals in the clay are not absorbed directly into the bloodstream, but they have an indirect effect. It's called a catalyst. Clay is a catalyst, and indirectly can help, you know, the joint, the buildup in the joints and things by balancing your body. So, taking the clay baths, just once a week or twice a month if you can't take it once a week. I take them at night. They're very relaxing. I sleep like a baby afterwards. And you're just assuring you're keeping the toxins out of your body. There's no need when they build up, then you start having achy joints and stuff. This is leftover crap in your blood, in your joints that's body couldn't filter out, and it gets stored in the soft tissues and joints is where it gets stored. So that's another recommendation there. Thank you for that. And good to have listeners from Canada. We appreciate our neighboring countries. Tina Moore in Melrose Park, Illinois. Have you heard of Clay Helping COPD? No, but I never underestimate the power of clay. And there were stories about it I have read in history that they used to treat TB at TB clinics after World War II. They would treat the tuberculosis with clay on their chest, hot clay packs over their chest, and it seemed to heal the tuberculosis. So maybe it would help the COPD. If I'm not mistaken, that's with the lungs. And it certainly wouldn't hurt to try. But you can warm some clay, put some of the clay mask in this little Ziploc bag and heat some water and just put it, the bag, in the water for just a little while. And the clay heats up very quickly. And press that hot clay and get a warm, hot towel and lay over it, and maybe a dry towel over that to hold the heat in, and see if that doesn't start helping. And I would love to hear from you if that does help, and let me know how soon you did it and how long and before you noticed a change. I just never underestimate the power of clay. Next one is, I have roughness on my arms. How can I use clay to soften up my skin? Well, you just take the clay mask and rub it on your arms. Kind of a thin coat. You don't want to rub it in like hand lotion, but you want to rub it on and leave a light coat on your arms and let it dry, and then go back and wash it off. If you want to put some on, I go to bed at night with clay somewhere on my body, around my eyes, my lip lines. I'm shrinking some moles, and I put it on them, and if I have a bumper bruise, I put it on them. But I generally have clay somewhere on my body at night. So you can put those thin coats on and let it dry and sleep with it on. But it's amazing, taking a clay bath. If you take a clay bath when you get out and dry off, when you take a clay bath, you're talking about using a cup of clay blended with water and pour it into the bathtub, and you get in there and soak and you stir it around, and you'll feel your skin, and it feels like little air bubbles, and you rub it off and it feels like skin, and a little bit you feel more of these little, whatever it is, the slickness or this bubble, or maybe it's the toxins coming out. I don't know what it is, but you can feel a difference. And when you get out, you don't need to go rinse off, just dry off. And you'll be amazed at how soft your skin feels. Again, if you'll mix some, go get some body cream. The Living Clay is supposed to have it back on the market soon, but they have to test the shelf life, and their goal was to have a year and a half. Our preservative only lasts a year, and when the preservatives break down, it starts smelling like Crisco. So if they're going to put them in the store, they want a longer shelf life. Because if they break down, the stores send them back. And you never know how long they're going to sit on a store. And sometimes they get pushed to the back and they sell the new ones coming in, and they don't rotate them up, the old ones up to the front. So, like I said, I went and got to the store, and it's hard to find a tube of body cream. You may have to get a jar of the body cream, kind of like a shea butter or something. Put it into a glass bowl, a mixing bowl, and then get, I was going to bath Betty, I can't say it, Bed Bath and Beyond, no, not Bed Bath and Beyond, Body Works, and they had a tube of body cream that was thick, and I would get this tube and squeeze it into a bowl, and then I would get one of their bottles of hand lotion, and I would put about half the hand lotion in. And I always got the scented ones because I like mine kind of scented. They have vanilla and coconut. They smell real good. And then I'd add a couple of teaspoons of the clay mask with it, and whisk it with a wire whisk. And sometimes you need 3 teaspoons. You have to, doesn't take much to thicken it up. Let it sit for a little while and see if it's going to thicken. And if it's, you put it on and it, you know, and give it a few minutes and it still feels greasy, you don't have enough clay. And then you can use that and put it on your arms, your feet, and legs, and they will be velvet soft, I promise you. So play the mad scientist and make your own. And you can tell when you have it too thick and you need to put a little more body cream or lotion to it. And just don't mix it with the dry clay. I told this friend, and I had showed her, and she forgot. And she mixed a whole cup of dry clay with lotion in her blender, and she had the biggest mess. It was almost concrete. The biggest mess. We had to use so much cream to dumb it down. I almost told her to throw it away and start over. Never mix it with the dry clay. Always mix your dry clay and make the mass. And if you don't know how to mix these things, if you go to www.bentoniteclayinfo.com. So, yeah. BentoniteClayInfo.com. There's a book, How to Kickstart Your Day with a Triple Swelling Calcium Bentonite Clay. It's an instructional book on how to mix clay. Now, different clays have different amount of water absorption. The clay that I recommend swells three times, so you use more water and make more clay. Some of them are a one-to-one, so you'll have to go by your manufacturing direction to make the mask and then add that to your lotion and cream. Well, I think I've talked that to death. Okay, let's see if we can find another subject here. I'm looking to see if we have any more questions coming in. And we're not. I have a few people on the phone. Would anybody on the phone like to ask a question? I see Chris, and I talked to her earlier. So, Chris, if you want to ask a question online, if you press star 2, I can open your line and we can talk. Star 2 on your phone. There we go.
Perry, I have a couple of questions. One was my doctor was wondering if I have a liquid here. I have your living clay. I just received it and your book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Bentonite Clay. But I have Great Plains Bentonite Detox. And it says, I showed this bottle to my doctor, and it says here that it has iron, 2 milligrams of iron. And she was wondering if this pulls iron out of our bodies.
No, it doesn't
pull iron. If it depletes the iron in our bodies.
No, it doesn't pull the vitamins and minerals out. It doesn't bother that. It's going off to positive charged things. It's a negative charge. Clay is volcanic ash with a negative charge. It's gone through the volcano. And though it contains all these minerals, it has some iron in it. You don't necessarily get iron from the clay. There are only 4 minerals you get from clay, and those are in the minerals that are kept in the cation exchange layer in the outer edges, and that's calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. But they're very small amounts. I wouldn't never recommend stop taking your calcium or your magnesium and just take clay. I don't care how much you take. And clay is all about balance. Now, it has iron in it, 2 different types. But again, the minerals in the clay is volcanic ash. It's the core of Mother Earth, birthed through a volcano where everything, all the impurities have burned out. And then this fine ash comes out, and it's settled, and it takes millions of years to develop. And then you'll find it when it's matured into clay. And the minerals, if you understand chemistry, have been covalently bonded through this heat. It's like they were fused. You'd imagine a welder soldering things together and making a chain link fence. So they're soldered together, and they make up the clay particle with the negative charge. That's what they contribute. So you're not taking it for the minerals. You won't get the minerals that are in the clay, and it doesn't take minerals from your body. It actually helps heal red blood cells.
Okay.
You have people who are iron deficient and take anemic, and they take the clay, and it builds red blood cells. It stops anemia.
Well, also, I was under the impression we couldn't mix it with a metal spoon. Is that correct?
You don't want to leave it in prolonged contact with metal. Short-term contact is okay. It's got to be touch metal sometime a little bit, but you don't want to leave it in there or it's going to rust your spoon. But if you need to measure it, if you need to put it in a blender and blend it, when you get through, immediately wash your blender blades.
Okay. So we can use metal. All right, that's good to know, because I mentioned to her that I was under the impression we could not use metal when we mix this.
Well, you don't want to store it with a metal lid, and you don't want
to
leave the metal in contact with it. It's prolonged contact, because it'll degrade the metal, unless, like, I brush my teeth with it when I had braces, and I've had all kinds of fillings and things, and those are non-deteriorating metals, so it doesn't hurt them. Your body replacements, which it would never come into contact with anyway, are non-deteriorating metals.
Oh, good. That's very interesting. Okay. For those that do have metal in their mouth. Okay. And then the other question was about dogs. I have two dogs. They're older dogs that are about 29, 30 pounds. How can I give them the bentonite clay?
What type of food do you give them? Do you give them a wet food or a dry food?
Dry food.
Okay. Just take a spoonful of the clay and mix it in on their dry food and put it down for them, and they'll eat it. And it's
a
very
teaspoon
good for
or a tablespoon?
Well, they're about 30 pounds. I do a big, generous, rounded teaspoon.
Teaspoon, okay. Oh, good. Okay,
yeah, you can go to a tablespoon. It won't hurt them. And we had some dogs that got to, they liked it, and they wouldn't eat their food if you didn't put it in there. They'd like kind of look at it like you forgot to put something like clay down there, you know.
Well, it sure doesn't taste bad at all.
And they're having more energy, and their hair coat gets shinier. It just helps them in numerous ways.
What about neurological issues?
Clay doesn't, for the dogs, what type of issues?
Well, one, the mother had a neurological issue. She's passed away. But I was wondering if this can help them in any way when they have those kind of issues.
Well, when you say
her
neurological.
Balance was off.
Okay. I didn't know if you were talking like tremors or seizures.
Her balance. No seizures, just balance.
I don't know, but it wouldn't hurt to, you know, give it to them and see.
Okay.
Clay is all about bringing the body into balance. I don't know what was causing her to be out of balance. The few things that I've noticed that hadn't working on are things like multiple sclerosis and neurological damage to the nerves.
It has not worked on that?
I do have one person that takes it, and he does some other things, and he loves his clay. But as far as stopping it, no. Or repairing the nerve damage afterwards, I do have a few people with Parkinson's that say they take it, and they notice their tremors are less. Doesn't say they don't have tremors anymore, but the tremors lessen.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Will all this information be in the book?
Once the damage has been done to the nerve endings, that the clay can't repair that, but it may be able to stop it from advancing more. And I say maybe, because I don't know. But I just never underestimate the power of clay. And it's not going to hurt to try.
But would this information be in the calcium bentonite clay book?
What about the dogs?
about people with different
there,
like MS, things like
that. About 180 different ailments. There's an index in the back of the book, and you can look up
just got
different
it.
Ailments and tell you about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there are 100 different ailments, and if you can't find the exact one, you can usually find something that's similar to it and figure it out.
Okay. Okay. And are we able to call you on occasion if we have a question
that
we can't figure out?
My phone number should be in that book.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Perry. I appreciate that.
You can call me. I am looking into moving into San Marcos, which is a little town down the road, because I spend more time there than I do in Kyle. And I'm hoping I can keep this phone number, but if not, I'll put it on the website, and future books will change it. But you can always go to that Bent Knight Clay information site and can call me. Now, I maintain
that site. Are you on
site.
Facebook?
I have a couple of Facebook, yes, I'm on Facebook, Perry Thompson Arledge.
Okay,
there's a Clay Facebook page, but then there's, I have a personal Facebook page too, yeah.
Okay.
And, if I move, I've got my information out there for so long, I'm going to try, since it's the neighboring town and we're all in the same prefix, to see if they'll let me keep my same phone number. But I haven't gotten to that point yet. They haven't built the house yet, so I'm waiting on that. Lots of changes in my horizon.
Well,
right.
I'm good. Hopefully they're all positive, and that sounds very good. Thank
well,
so
out of
much.
Every
I'm
chaos,
so
there'll be a little organization, and then it'll be great. That's what I look forward to. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And call me
anytime.
Thank
you very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me run back over and see if we have any more questions in queue. From Helen Henson in Rockville, good afternoon. I'm on the rest zone. My question is, can I take clay to cleanse my colon? Yes, ma'am. It's a wonderful colon cleanse, and I have people who have colonics businesses, and they give clay to their people before they come in for a colonic to really help them get a good cleanse. But the cleanse, the clay itself is very good at cleaning out the colon. When you start taking clay, some people get constipated, but most of the time the constipation is caused by old crud that's stuck in the crevices of your colon, that when the clay pulls it out, it's hard and dried, and it makes you constipated. If that's the case, take something like over-the-counter magnesium tablets, and that will soften the stool that you can get rid of that crud. And they say we can carry big people up to 15 pounds of this old crud in our colon that is just stuck in there, and the clay pulls it out, the drawing part pulls it out, but it'll do it little at a time. It doesn't get it all in one whelp, but when it does, it'll be dark and stinky for a while. So when you get past that, know you're doing good. It's a very good colon cleanse. I've had people with all sorts of colon problems. The one lady that she had Crohn's disease, leaky gut, irritable bowel, and polyps. And she started taking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day. And in 4 months' time, she had had so much trouble. She had had a weak spot in her colon from an obstruction earlier, and her spleen fell into that weak spot, and they had to do emergency surgery. Now, in the beginning, they were threatening to have to take her whole colon out and put her on a bag the rest of her life. But she started drinking this clay in the 4 months until that happened. And when they went in, they only had to take out 8 inches where the collapse had happened from the obstruction earlier. And so She was thrilled with that, and the doctors were around her when she woke up wanting to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. There was no sign of Crohn's disease, no sign of the ulcers, no sign of the polyps. The leaky gut had cleared up. But she was really taking it aggressively. She was drinking 8 ounces three times a day, and it cleared her from insides out, and she's a big believer in the clay. So don't be afraid to take more clay. That's what I say. Okay. Now, the only thing is, if you're taking clay with medicines, call your pharmacy. Tell them what prescriptions you're taking, because all of them are different. Ask them how long it takes for it to absorb into the bloodstream. Once it goes in the bloodstream, the clay's not going to touch it or bother it. So that's when you'll know when to take your medicine. If you're on a time-release thing, you may not be able to take it a while till you get through with that piece of medicine, and then you can take it. And we've had a lot of people who were on lots of medicine. I've had people with fibromyalgia that were on all sorts of medicine. They started taking the clay and literally got all off of all their prescriptions. So it's just wonderful what can happen with clay. Trisha in Louisville. Hi, Perry. Do you have any knowledge of clay helping anxiety attacks? Not sure how it could work other than knowing it balances your body. Well, it also relaxes. Now, when you have a panic attack, it's not a good time to say, hey, I need to stop and go take a clay bath. But maybe if you took the clay baths, they would relax the people enough. And part of that is psychological. Clay baths are relaxing. We have autistic children that are very hyper, and they get in their first clay bath, and within 15 minutes, the parents notice they're calmer, they're making more eye contact, and they're more verbal. So it helps their communication skills. How it does that just from a clay bath, I've never understood. But, I mean, the parents will tell me the first clay bath, they see a change. And a lot of the children call, they want their chocolate milk bath, is what they call it. And if they don't have it for a while, they get all anxious and hyper. And if they can get them in a clay bath, it relaxes them. So, you know, I might try, if I felt an anxiety attack coming on, drinking some clay. If you feel tension in a particular part of your body or tightness, rubbing a little clay on that area. When we have an anxiety attack, we tighten up and it shuts down the flow of the body. It shuts down the mechanisms, and there's a lot of tension in there, and the clay can open that circulation. So if anybody has an anxiety attack and they take clay, notice if you're feeling one coming on, if you take clay, notice if there's a change, if it, you know, lightens it up or stops it maybe. I would love to have someone try it and let me know the results. So if you're willing to try it, I need to know probably a little bit more about the type of what brings on the anxiety attacks. I'm thinking maybe a clay across the forehead at night or behind the back of the neck, just for relaxing the tension in the head. So I'm kind of just talking off the top of my head now with ideas as they come, but I would love to know if that would work. You know, you could take clay in a little bottle with you, and you feel one coming on, drink some, and see if you notice a difference. And please let me know, okay? Thank you. Well, that was an interesting question. I would love to know if that's going to work. Well, it looks like our time is up, and I thank you all for being on today, for all the wonderful questions, and we'll see you. We won't have another Clay Talk this month. We will have one on the 24th, the wellness seminar. I'm going to be out of town the middle weekend, next week, so we'll skip a week and then have the wellness seminar where we talk about body, mind, and spirit stuff. And so I will see you then, or we will meet again in September. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your summer. It's going to be getting busy. Remember to take your clay. Stop and breathe and meditate. Give some of your burdens to God. Let him take them. When you can't handle all of them, say, here, these are your kids. I need your help with them. Help me. So, wishing you all a wonderful end to your summer. And this is looking forward to cooler weather in the fall. This is Perrier signing out.